Fountain of 1917 is one of Marcel Duchamp's most iconic art objects. It's one of his ready-mades, objects which were themselves presented as works of art. This is just a urinal which was bought from an ironworks in New York and was presented as an artwork. There was a very famous art exhibition in New York in 1917, which had no jury. Anyone who paid their $6 had the right to exhibit two works of art. Duchamp presented this urinal, which he signed R. Mutt, and you can see that written on the side, and he presented this as the artwork. It was a scandal. The organisers of the exhibition really did not want this work. It was anti-art. It was everything that art should not be. And it was literally stuck behind a screen. It was photographed by the photographer Alfred Stieglitz, and it disappeared. So what we are looking at here is not the original. It was in 1964 that Marcel Duchamp authorised a number of copies to be made. So what we're looking at is obviously a white porcelain man's urinal. So it is masculine. But if one looks at the shape, which is quite curvaceous and rounded with these orifices, it could almost be female. And Marcel Duchamp used to cross-dress. In his female form, he called himself Rose C'est la vie. And so, in a way, this could almost be a self-portrait as much as anything else, as it combines both the male and the female.